Thank you, Leonard, for taking my interview. It is really exciting to get a sneak peek for us directly from the director before the play at Dollhouse coming up this week. So would you like to start by telling us a little bit more about the play first and give us a little historical background? Who was the playwright of the Dollhouse and when and where was the play written?
Well, the playwright is Henrik Ibsen, and Ibsen is known as the father of modern drama. And one of the reasons they call him that is because he wrote this play. It was written in 1878 and first performed in 1879. He was from Norway, but he was living in Italy, sunny Italy. And this rather gloomy play actually reflects his Norwegian character, I guess, and the way he felt about the culture, which was very retrograde, very conservative in Norway. And pretty much bourgeois society was dominating the 19th century. And so he was writing very much against that kind of society and trying to free people from that kind of mindset. So this play is about change. It's about a woman who is living in a dollhouse. She's the doll of her husband. She's a little plaything. He doesn't expect her to have any serious thoughts. He doesn't expect her to be very intelligent. He loves her dearly, and she loves him also very much. But he doesn't demand much of her. And there are yearnings in her. You see little, from time to time in the play, how she really would like to be doing more. There's a kind of liberation she's yearning for, although she's perhaps even unconscious of that. Until the day comes when her husband disappoints her. She thinks that he's going to stand by her in any difficulty. And it turns out he's rather selfish. And he's more fearful for what will happen to him than he is thinking of his wife. And that's quite a revelation to her.
It is. So what causes that? What was the story behind that?
Well, the story is that years ago, when they were first married, and when she was pregnant with her first child, her husband, rather, became very ill. And the doctor said he had to go to Italy. But they told this to his wife, not to him. So she wanted to get him to go to Italy, but he couldn't afford it. So he refused to raise the money. And she decided to go and borrow the money. And her husband didn't know. So she borrowed the money from a man who wasn't the most kind or friendly person. And now he's trying to collect. She's paid him back little by little, but she still owes him a lot. And he's trying to collect a lot of it, or perhaps the rest of it. But he's also employed in the bank, where her husband is now manager. And so he wants the wife to get the husband to give him a good job. Whereas what happens is a friend of hers from the past has just returned and needs a job. And so before she realizes what she's doing, she asks her husband to help this woman. And he fires this man, Krogstad, and hires this woman, Christine. And so the wife is caught between her friend and this man to whom she owes money. And he's the villain of the play. He's the villain, but no character in Ibsen is ever a simple character. They're always very complicated. That's one reason he's the father of modern drama. The characters are partly good, but they're not perfect. Or they seem evil, like this guy. Like he's like a villain out of melodrama, but he's got a nice streak in him. He has his own children that he doesn't want them to be ashamed of him. And so he realizes he's got to straighten up. And he's trying to straighten out his life, but he can't help it. People won't help him because he did something bad in the past. And so they only think of him as a bad man. And so he's trying to rise, but now he's been kicked out of his job. So what can he do? And so he has a dilemma. And so the play is about how he changes, but also about how Nora, the wife, changes when she realizes that her husband is not the person she thought he was. she realizes he was a stranger. And so she feels she has to leave him. And that scene, the final scene, is dynamite. It's a fabulous scene in which she explains to him that he's not the man that she married. And she can't live with this stranger. So it's a marvelous scene. It's a wonderful play. It's a very important play, a very famous play. And it was one of the first plays to be played in Asia, when Asia was opening up to the Orient, because Ibsen was a very important playwright, and he's one of the playwrights I like most. I love him. And I've already directed 7 of his plays. This is the 8th Ibsen play I've directed. It's a wonderful play to direct. It's full of intensity and conflicts. And also, it's very meaningful to women, particularly today. And people often look at it as the first feminist play. And in a sense, it is a feminist play, because it's all about the liberation of this woman. And Ibsen thought that women should be treated as equals of men, and they weren't in the 19th century, and they still aren't in some parts of the world today. So he was interested in making people realize what had to be done to raise the level of woman's life in Europe in that period.
It's very interesting. So why did you choose the play to be played at Pomona College in this modern context?
Well, I've been doing a bunch of Ibsen plays, and so it seemed a good choice to do. I've always avoided this play of Ibsen's simply because it's his best known play. It's the one that gets done most frequently in this country also. And I like to do plays that people don't know so well. But I think that this play is a brilliant play, and so it can still play today and still be meaningful for women. And when I mentioned it to my department as one of the possibilities I was considering, they said, yes, yes, do that play. So I thought, okay, that's the one I'll do.
That's great. How long have you been working on it?
Well, about 6 weeks, I guess, 5 or 6 weeks.
Wow, that's actually a short time for
it. It is a short time. I like to have, it's nice to have 8 weeks or more, because you have to study the text. It's a very rich text. And so for the actors to understand everything, it takes a while, and they have to get used to it. So
would you say, like, understanding the text was the biggest difficulty of...
No, the text, I think they understand the text very well, because we've been talking about it quite a bit. But I think the greatest difficulty is performing in this large theater and being sure that the audience gets it all. So you have to be sure you're stressing exactly the right word in each sentence, and that you don't let sentences keep falling at the end. So I'm very difficult for that. I like them to speak as people really speak, and to stress what is important and make it comprehensible to the audience. And so we've worked on that quite a bit.
But I'm sure the dress rehearsal today went well?
It went beautifully, yes. I was so pleased. It had lots of intensity, and that's what I want. Because Nora is under such tension in this play, being pulled in several directions, and so today she was full of frenzy, which is what I wanted. And I think the audience will enjoy that.
That's great. I personally am looking forward to this a lot, and I'm sure it will be a beautiful play. It will be a success.
Thank you. So I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.